Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a tape dust jungle transition. In this tutorial, we're going to make a short, gritty DNB transition that feels like old tape hiss, chopped breakbeats, filtered movement, and a big release back into the main groove. This is the kind of thing that gives jungle and drum and bass that real sense of motion and tension, without just sounding like random effects stacked on top of each other. We're aiming for a 4 to 8 bar transition section. If you want something short and punchy, 4 bars is enough. If you want a more dramatic buildup, go for 8 bars. A good starting tempo is around 172 BPM for classic jungle, or a little faster if you want a more modern rolling feel. First, set up a clean section in arrangement view. Think of the transition like a little story. The first bars start the motion, the middle bars build tension, and the last bar or two deliver the impact and drop you back into the groove. That structure matters because a good transition is not just about sound design. It's about pacing. Now let's build the dust layer. This is the background texture, the grit, the air, the tape noise that makes the whole thing feel alive. You can use a vinyl crackle sample, tape hiss, room noise, or any quiet noise texture you already have. If you want to make it with stock Ableton tools, you can use a noise source or a noise sample and process it from there. On that dust track, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, so it doesn't fight the kick and bass. Then low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz so it stays soft and doesn't get too shiny. After that, add saturator with soft clip turned on and just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, to rough it up slightly. Then use auto filter and slowly automate the cutoff downward over the transition. That darkening effect is huge for creating tension. If you want a little extra grime, you can add redux or erosion very gently. The key here is to keep the dust quiet. You should feel it more than hear it. Next, bring in the chopped jungle break. This is the heartbeat of the transition. You can start with a classic break loop, like an Amen style loop, and then get more controlled with chopping. In Ableton Live 12, a beginner-friendly way to do this is with simpler in slice mode or by slicing the break to a new MIDI track. If you already have the break as auto, you can also cut it directly in arrangement view. On the break, start with EQ8 again. Clean up the low rumble with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more snap, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Then add drum bus for a bit of drive and punch, but don't overdo it. A little compression with glue compressor can help glue the break together, but keep it subtle so the groove still breathes. Use utility too, mainly for gain staging and keeping the low end controlled. Here's where the jungle feel really comes alive. Don't just let the break loop straight through. Chop it up. Cut it into half bar, quarter bar, and even eighth note sections. Remove some hits. Leave tiny gaps. Let one part answer the next. For example, you might start with a fuller break in bar 1, then reduce it to hats and snare fragments in bar 2, then bring in a fill or a reversed snare in bar 3, and then hit a stop-start moment in bar 4. That missing piece feeling is what makes it sound like jungle, not just a loop. If you want a quick stutter effect, beat repeat is perfect for a brief moment of energy. Set the grid to 1/8 or 1/16, keep the chance low and use it only as a moment, not all the time. Overusing it can make the transition feel messy instead of intentional. Now add a reverse element. This is one of the easiest ways to make the drop feel bigger. Use a reverse cymbal, reverse crash, reverse noise burst, or even a reversed pad. In Ableton, just right-click the clip and choose reverse. Place that reversed sound so it pulls the listener into the first downbeat of the next section. If you want, add reverb and echo to extend the tail, then automate the filter so it opens up as it reaches the drop. After that, add a sub-hit or impact right before the groove comes back. This is the low-end punctuation mark. You can make a simple sub with operator, using a sine wave and a very short note, or just use a sub-impact sample. Keep it clean and focused. Use EQ8 to remove anything you don't need. Use saturator lightly if you want it to read on smaller speakers, and keep the sub-mono if necessary with utility. Place it on the last beat or last quarter note, before the drop, so the return feels deliberate and powerful. Now we get to the automation, which is where everything starts to feel musical. Automate your auto-filter cutoff on the dust and break tracks, so the transition gradually darkens. Automate reverb send levels, echo feedback, saturation amount, and even track volume if needed. A strong trick is to start a little more open and energetic, then slowly narrow things down. That way, by the final bar, the arrangement feels like it's pulling inward before the release. For space, It's usually better to use return tracks instead of putting huge reverb and delay on every channel. Set up one return with a long reverb, maybe 3 to 6 seconds of decay, and another return with an echo set to a sync delay like 1/8 or .1/4. Then send only what you need into those effects. That keeps your transition flexible and avoids a muddy mix. A strong jungle transition also needs contrast. Don't be afraid to remove elements. In fact, one of the best ways to make the drop hit harder is to let the final half bar go a little dry and sparse. A brief moment with only dust, a tiny fragment of the break, or one last reverse tail can make the return into the main groove feel massive. Silence and space are part of the arrangement too. Here's a simple way to think about the layers. The dust is the background texture. The break is the motion. The reverse effects are the tension. The sub hit is the punctuation. And the silence is the power. When all of those work together, the transition feels like it belongs in a real jungle or DNB track. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the dust too loud. It should support the groove, not dominate it. Don't overprocess the break with too much compression, saturation, and reverb, or you'll lose the punch. Don't keep every bar equally intense, because the ear needs contrast to feel the buildup. And don't let low frequencies pile up in your FX layers. Use EQ to cut lows on noise, ambience, and reverb so the mix stays clean. If you want a darker or heavier version, gradually low pass the whole transition. Keep the low end tight and mono, and use saturation in a controlled way. You can also try a fake-out bar where you strip everything down for a second, then slam the full groove back in. That works incredibly well in modern jungle and rolling DNB. Here's a simple practice exercise. Build a 4-bar tape dust jungle transition using just one noise layer, one chopped break, one reverse cymbal, one sub hit, and a couple of return effects. Put the dust across all 4 bars, bring the break in from bar 2, add the reverse cymbal into bar 4, hit the sub on the last beat, before the drop, and automate the filter darker each bar. Then remove one element in the final half bar before the drop. If it feels like the drop got bigger, you did it right. So to recap, the formula is pretty simple. Start with dust for texture, add chopped breaks for motion, use reverse effects and sub hits for impact, shape everything with EQ, filters, saturation, compression, reverb, and delay, and arrange the whole thing so it grows, narrows, and releases. The goal is not just to make something loud. The goal is to make something animated, gritty, and intentional. That's your tape dust jungle transition in Ableton Live 12. Build it clean, keep the layers purposeful, and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting. Now go make that drop feel huge.